Hello, welcome to the Life in Brown podcast. My name is Motorayo, and today we're going to be talking about the pressure to snap back after having a baby. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because there's this, you get a lot of comments when you have a baby about how the way you look, you've put on, you've lost weight, all of that. And on Instagram, I'm constantly like seeing adverts with like postpartum belts. And, you know, there are times when I've been like, do I need one? Do I not need one? So I'll just, for a little background, I had a baby in November 2020. And of course, with having a baby, you put on weight. And after having the baby, you might think, okay, maybe you might want to lose the weight or not, depending. And I remember when I had her, barely, it wasn't up to 2 months after I'd had her, someone said this to me, like, ah, on the phone, like, ah, have you lost, gone back to, you know, the weight for your husband? And I'm thinking, like, I'm not sleeping properly. I'm still trying to establish breastfeeding. I talk about, like, breastfeeding struggles in a past episode, which you can listen to. But at that point, like, mentally, I wasn't just in the space to even be thinking about weight loss. And I want to talk about this because I feel like, in Nigerian society particularly, there's a lot of emphasis on people observing your weight and like commenting on it. So for example, someone, let's say you've lost weight, like, ah, you've lost weight too, what have you been doing? Ah, you put on weight too, oh my, you put on. That's what they'll say. Like, you know, there's always, so you cannot just be without someone like commenting on your weight and have it. And it just goes on. Even when you do have a baby, people are still like, people still comment on your weight. I think with weight, it began to affect me because like there are days when, there are weeks that every time I would like weigh myself on the scale, oh, I need to lose 2 kilos. I need to get to this target weight. And, you know, and there was, even I went on holiday and sometimes, and the holiday was all inclusive. So of course you're eating. I was like, ah, oh my God, I'm going to put on so much weight. Instead of me to just enjoy the food, enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the holiday, at the back of my mind, there was still that like, oh, you're going to, and is that, I was like, how can I let food, weight, comments, how can I let that control me? So what I've found in terms of dealing with this, the comments, the weight, putting on, not putting on weight, all of that, what I found is I came across this podcast called Life Kit, and it's from NPR, and they have like tips, just useful advice for life. And they've done an episode on eating healthy on a budget or something like that, about eating well on a budget, and another one on how to move on, every exercise counts, so every movement counts. Because there's also like, sometimes as a mom you're very busy, or even just in general life you're just very busy, like finding that time to move and do some exercise. So what I've, well, the two tips that I took away from those podcast episodes is that every movement counts. So if I go on a walk, if I just do like a little 5 minutes cardio exercise in the house, that's okay. And I do need to put like pressure on myself, like, oh, I need to, I don't know, run, go to the gym, do all of this if I don't have the time, and or I don't even like to do those exercises. And the other thing I've taken away is to try to like include fruit and vegetables in my meals. So let's say I'm having something for breakfast, I might add some berries, some, and frozen, tinned, they all count, juice, they all count. So like sometimes I use like frozen berries in my oats, or if I'm eating like rice, I might have peas on the side. So like trying to have more fruit and veg in my diet. So I'm still eating the things that I enjoy, but just including more fruit and veg in my diet. I found that tends to work for me. Then, you know, when I know, like I've had people tell me, ah, you need to go on this ketogenic diet, you know, it worked for me. You need to go on this water juice fast. It may work for everybody, but it's like, it's not sustainable, at least for me to. So in terms of making little changes, we'll just, what I've found helping me just in general, and also just for my general fitness as well, is to do little exercises here and there, and then also go on a walk. There are days when I don't feel like going on a walk, and there are days when I feel like, so I go out. Some days when I don't feel like, I just push myself to just go like on a short 5 minute walk if I don't feel like going on a 10 or 20 minute walk. So just doing all those things and not letting like the, just, and also enjoying the body that I'm in and not feeling like, oh, when I lose like 5 kilos now, then I'll love myself. But just enjoying the body that I'm in, finding other hobbies that I'm interested in, like making this podcast, reading a novel, watching TV, spending time with my family. So finding other things so that I'm not focusing my mind so much on, oh, I need to be slim. Even though I've had a baby, like people still need to know that, ah, if we know, like me, I've not lost this, but there's no like, I feel like as moms, we should give ourselves grace. And even if you're not a mom, just enjoy, love your body. If you want to do little exercises or eat, have more fruit, veg in your diet. Also, enjoy the food that you eat as well, and not feel like that excessive pressure to conform to like comments. It's definitely hard to deal with those comments when they come in, but just finding a way to deal with them and push them to the back of your mind. And for me, wall box is finding other things to do, because if not, my mind will just start ruminating on all those like, can you imagine this person said this to me and that person said that to me, and just enjoying the body that I have, because, you know, that's life. Because it's just important to just be happy and enjoy yourself. So those are just my thoughts about like pressure to snap back. If you've enjoyed this episode and you think it will be helpful to anybody dealing with weight struggles or just loving their body, share this episode with them. Also, I have a newsletter where I talk about the podcast that I've loved. So if you're looking for more podcasts to listen to, I enjoy listening to podcasts. So I have one where I shout out a podcast that the podcast I'm loving at the moment, as well as talking about the books and TV things I'm watching, as well as a little bit about me and what's going on with the podcast. Definitely subscribe to the newsletter. The link will be in the show notes, and I'll see you on the next episode, and thank you for listening.